The 2019 New York State legislative session was among the most productive in several years, with the passage of bills that ranged from strengthening abortion rights to allowing undocumented immigrants to get driver's licenses. As WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, if you're a liberal Democrat, there's a lot to like. But conservative Republicans, well, they're not as pleased.
The House stands adjourned.
The State Assembly, led by Speaker Carl Hastie, adjourned shortly after 7 a.m. in the morning after pulling an all-nighter. Governor Cuomo took a victory lap after a session that saw the codification of the abortion rights in the U.S. Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade into New York law, an end to most cash bail, new rights for women, transgender New Yorkers, and farm workers, a permanent property tax cap, an end to single-use plastic bags, and an end to the declawing of cats. Cuomo says the achievements make New York the social progressive capital of the United States of America. He credits the all-Democratic-led legislature, the first time there's been a decisive Democratic majority in the Senate and Assembly in 40 years, and a moment of change that he says was spurred as a backlash to the policies of President Donald Trump.
President Trump has frightened people, and people now demand protection and a response to the direction of the federal government. And the state government is here to protect people when the federal government won't.
Cuomo found himself sidelined in some of the negotiations for the first time ever in his governorship. The Senate and Assembly agreed on their own to strengthen New York City's rent laws and extend the option to upstate. That did not please the governor, but he agreed to sign the new rent regulations into law anyway. The governor, in his day-after news conference, also took a couple of shots at the new leadership in the legislature when he discussed a few items that did not get finished. A measure to legalize adult recreational marijuana failed when the Senate could not come up with enough votes to pass it. The governor had asked lawmakers to include it in the state budget, where he said there might be more political cover for a controversial topic. The bill did not become part of the budget in the end, and in recent weeks, Cuomo refused requests from Democrats in the Senate to help convince senators who are on the fence in the issue.
I'm not going to say I told you so, but I'm going to say everything but.
Advocates for legalizing marijuana say they blame the governor as well as the leadership in the Senate and Assembly for the bill's failure. Cuomo and the legislature instead agreed to further decriminalize cannabis. Late on the final night of the session, a bill to allow automatic registration for voting had to be withdrawn after lawmakers realized that a glitch in the language would have allowed undocumented immigrants to vote. Cuomo called that an amateur mistake. Meanwhile, in the Senate, Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, the first woman and African-American woman to lead the chamber, was saluted with a standing ovation. In her speech, she said Democrats proved their detractors wrong.
Today, it's clear that over the past months, we've fought to break down barriers and we've chosen the path of creating opportunities.
Stewart-Cousins quickly developed a tight working relationship with the Assembly Speaker. The two even referred to themselves as the Wonder Twins. Republicans, who are in the minority party in both houses and whose ranks have been greatly diminished, are dismayed by many of the measures. Senator Jim Todisco, a Republican from the Schenectady area known for his outspokenness, summed up how he views the legislative session in a speech on the Senate floor just a few days before it ended. Todisco posted the speech on YouTube. He entitled it 6 months of Hell for Taxpayers in Albany.
Social experimentation. Either tax something or legalize it.
Todisco predicts the new policies will only intensify the pace of New Yorkers' out-migration to other states. The state's business council is also not a fan of the recently concluded session. In a statement, the group said the measures drastically impact New Yorkers in many negative ways. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.